In eating the right foods and in the right combinations for higher energy, there are three poisons that you need to avoid. We call these the three white poisons, and they are sugar, salt, and flour. The average American consumes approximately 160 pounds of additional sugar every year in the form of desserts, soft drinks, alcoholic beverages, pastries, candy, and who knows what else. Sugars are used to enhance the flavor of food and often to preserve their lives on the supermarket shelves. But these are what are called simple carbohydrates. They give you a temporary lift and a long-term drop in energy. The ingestion of simple sugars causes your pancreas to secrete large amounts of insulin into your bloodstream to soak up the additional sugar. The pancreas, overreacting to protect you from this imbalance, always secretes too much insulin. The result of this excessive activity is that it extracts even more blood sugar than you have and leaves you feeling tireder than you were before you took the candy bar, Coke, or donut in the first place. When you eat healthy foods, on the other hand, you're consuming a form of complex carbohydrate. This is any kind of food that has to be broken down by the body for you to get the nutritional value and energy that it contains. The very act of stopping the consumption of extra sugars, eliminating desserts, and getting the sweet taste you desire from fruits and fruit juices will cause you to start feeling better from the first day. The second white poison is that of salt. The average American requires about 2 pounds of salt in all in a year, and the average American consumes about 20 pounds of salt. Salt is the most common product used to preserve what are essentially dead or inert foods on the supermarket shelf. Many products have salt as their primary ingredient, and the fact is that you get enough salt in your diet naturally without ever adding much more than a pinch when you're cooking or preparing dishes for various meals. Many people get into the habit very early in life of putting salt on everything, even before they taste it. However, when you stop adding salt, you'll start to taste a wider range of flavors than you have in the past. You miss these flavors now because you neutralize them all with excessive salt. Consuming too much salt can also be very bad for you. It leads to hypertension, irritability, high blood pressure, fatigue, and water retention. Many people are several pounds overweight because excess salt always requires water in suspension to hold it in the body. If you simply stop consuming all extra salt, relying instead on the natural salts in the foods that you eat, and simultaneously start drinking 8 large glasses of water per day, you will start to wash out all the extra salt your body has stored. In any case, the more water you drink and the less salt you consume, the better you'll feel, the sounder you will sleep, and the more energy you will have. The third white poison to avoid is white flour. The problem with products made with white flour is that white flour is basically an inert substance. It is dead. It has been made white by bleaching flour that has been thoroughly cleaned in advance of all nutrients. When consumers complained that white bread contained no food value, the bakers promptly responded by pouring chemical vitamins into the process and calling their product enriched white bread. Enriched white bread products are simply those into which vitamins have been poured, all of which are promptly killed in the 350-degree baking process, so that what you get has no food value at all, aside from a few carbohydrates. One nutritionist even said that you'd get more food value from white bread if you flushed it down the toilet rather than ate it. And the reason, of course, is that if you threw the white bread away, you would still be hungry and you would be more likely to eat another food that might contain some nutrition. If you simply shift from white bread products to whole grain bread products, you will get more vitamins and minerals, more taste and flavor, and you will have more energy and better digestion than you could ever have eating products made from white flour.